way of curing the psul of Gimelugim Shavim, and there's another way of curing the psul of Chumim Shavim. So, in other words, in order to cure the psul of Gimelugim Shavim, so the halacha is miruyaveit. You have to have the halacha miruyaveit in order to cure Chumim Shavim. So there, actually, mischasim from the nishtayim and mishavim shleilurugim. So the Ravid mentions that. And even though the Ravid chicken is that Kuli Shov is kosher with Raisa, so why is there a distinction between the psul of Gimelugim Shovim and the psul where the whole Memsoim Shov? So obviously, even according to the Ravid, that Kuli Shov is kosher with Raisa, but there is still a difference between the psul of Kuli Shov and the psul of Gimelugim Shovim. Being contained in it, formed in it. So what is the difference? In other words, so we say that when it's Kuli Shov or Ubi Shov, so the Rabbon doesn't even have a Chalishem Mikri. If it has, let's say, Lam Teso Mikshav, but it has the Mulubi, Shuvim fell into it, so then a Chalishem Mikri has. Even the Rabbanan, but it's possible. So the main way we have to say the psul the Rabbanan that is grounded in the fact that he doesn't even have a halacha mitzvah is more humble than the psul the Rabbanan where it has a halacha mitzvah, but it's possible. Just as we see we got to cure the psul of Shaul. So if we want to cure the psul of Gimelugim, we will obey. All we have to do is we will obey. But if you want to cure the psul of Kuli Shov, the Ruyi Reit is not enough. Achi is chashev, whatever Achi is chashev means, whether you have to drain it through so much that on the basis of the pro-rata calculation, it will follow that less than Gimelugim remained or on the basis of the 50-50 calculation. But anyway, there is a different method of curing Kuli Shov than curing Gimelugim Shov. Why? Because if it's Kuli Shov, Kuli Shov, it doesn't even have a Chalisha Mikre. So in the Rabbanon, it's more humble than when it just has Gimelugim Shov. So the Melech, according to this Rishayim, we have to say, according to the Rambam, the Ravid, we have to say that when can we be Tehillah L'Hokeyo? Only when a Chalisha Mikre it has. And Shalom is, is it kosher or possible with the Rabbanon? So then we can be dealing with it. But whether with the Rabbanon he doesn't even have a Chalisha Mikveh, so then we apply the principle of cognitive Rabbanon in the Raisa Tikkur. So the Melech, so just as in the Raisa we cannot be dealing with the Hokeo, so in the Rabbanon we cannot be dealing with the Hokeo either. So that's why the Tosefta says, Mikveh, if it's not established that it's Rubin is mind sharing, so then he doesn't involve his Shailen and Reis either. But with Rabbanon he doesn't even have a Chalisha Mikve, if it's Chumim Shov. So maybe we cannot be here now. Because since with Rabbanon he doesn't have a Chalisha Mikve, we have to apply the principle of competing with Rabbanon and Reis. Mashein king, if it has been established that Chumim is my Shailen, Chopal of Soli, no, really. The question is, how did the other Yutesso come in? Through the Tzineira or through the Machdeshes? So there is a Shemitri test, but if it came from the Machdeshes, not from the Tzineira, so then it has a Psul Rabbanon. So since a Shemitri test is the Rabbanon, but only a Shem Psul, so maybe we are terrible. Tommy she had with him, so he top out of the top. But two top was something he had him so something came away. Schnee me quays, I believe that when so I got him away. Tom Bergman, you do a base in him. He's Tommy, which is a Tommy the Hescosse, actually Boda, she top of the wall. The Hayley Kashin is a little so hossa. There's the Aloche in the Mishne in Taras and the more in the beginning of Mide of Tatar is the Chayli Kreshenim that we need so Chosek Ben Shoyan Mikri which is Rabbi Ben Shoyan which is Tayoche. So So Kobatash Nasagabu Mafiat Mes. Even though Sophicumicious Rabbi is very toya. So why should it be considered Tom Indian saying it because of Tabu Rese? It's not considered Sophic, it's considered Rada. Actually, Voda, Sman Shemita Deva Yeshua. Bains me for Yeshua, when Abu Yusuf. We know frustration of Yisir Hermen, we are always in Enoch. But I can't know for Shnaim, we are always in Enoch, no, Harry Yochelik, Lays Rema, we want to show no for the shame, no for Shnaim. Aber wie bei Shem in der Eisen und Nofru, und wie Shem in der Eisen und Nofru, in Jochen wie Kreis Leim, aber noch im Schnaf, wie Shem in Nofru und Shem. Er hat ihn, die Abo im Sof, er hat ihn, aber in Leim, er ist schon Abo im Nofru. Er hat Schau, er hat Shem in Schau, aber in Leim, er ist schon Schau im Nofru. Nach Wörz, ich bin bei uns, ich schaue in Rabbanon, und if there is a pragmatic reason, if there is a pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailored in one rather than the other, so we are tailored in that, in that which there is a pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailored. Shmei mikvoi shei v'em aboim so, v'no v'shloi shom v'misech amet, v'inon, v'yedu aleizem em noflu, v'akach yodu kshokim v'nismalu, lo yidu v'shmech amet, v'chatchile. Now, Chatzchil, but the end of it's all right, and this is very difficult. Why is it all right for Chatzchil? The end of it. Shnei mikvoi sheim v'em aboim so. V'nofru shloi shomunim v'sechach men. V'en yadu aleizem en nofru. V'akach yod v'kshomim v'nismal. So, at the very outset, so there was no pragmatic reason as to why we should be tailoring one rather than the other. In other words, give a looking, that's the Mishnah in Perek Beis Mikvois. In other words, if both Mikvois are shared. Both are in shul. Both are in shul. Are in shul. And then Gimelukim falls into one of the mikvois. We don't know into which, whether it's mikveh or the mikveh. So then we cannot be tailored. Why should it be tailored? There is no pragmatic reason as to why we should say it fell into mikveh and not into mikveh. So that's why he says, Lechatchile, we should not be tailored. But he says, if afterwards, so even if afterwards, Yodu is Vahakach Yodu Kshomi Nismalu, Lo Yidlo Bishum Echod Mem Lechatchile. Should be Mech Lechatchile. But if somebody was staying there in one, in Mikve number one, so then the Tfilah is a good Tfilah. Why? So the question is, but Lechatchile was not allowed to be taken. Why? Because even though it involves Yishayim and Rabbanon, Yishayim and Rabbanon, but since there was no pragmatic reason at the very outset as to why we should be tailoring in mikveh number one rather than mikveh number two, we don't take a coin, we don't toss a coin and be tailored a coin. So the mele, the question is, but something happened. One was tailored in mikveh number one. So that's the chiddush. Why only the Chatzchile? After all, since in the very outset there was no special reason as to why we should be tailoring Mikra number one as against Mikra number two. But someone was staying there. So shall it be? Now there is a pragmatic reason. But he did it, shall it be? So why should the Chatzchile be the Chatzchile? Oh, that's the Kasha by the Chatzchile. But apparently, that's the Halacha. Suppose, in other words, if there is a pragmatic reason, at the very outset. So then we appeal to Hachil and we say, in other words, if we don't know, if we have two mikvahs, one mikveh has mayim shuvim, the other mikveh has mayim shuvim, and then you will move in four into one of the two, and no one saw into which one it fell. So then there is a pragmatic reason. Then we appeal to Hachil that the Gimelukim fell into the mikveh that was shuvim anyway. Even though logically it doesn't make sense. I mean, why should we say that it fell into the mikveh of Shuvim? Why the Gimelukim Shuvim wouldn't have the chutzpah to fall into the mikveh of Shuvim? But that's the halacha. That's what the Chachamim are misaking. That if it involves a shayla in the Rabbanon, so if there is a pragmatic reason, so as to why you should be one rather than the other, this is the only situation whether the pragmatic concept has significance of Yahweh. In other words, if it's Yishayahu and Rabbanan, and if there is a pragmatic reason as to why you should be tailoring work rather than in the other, so then we are tailoring. So then I tell. But in the case where there was no, at the very outset, a pragmatic reason, we cannot be tailoring. So in Meile, this is the Chiddush. It's not difficult. So too, he was not allowed to be tailoring either one. But if someone was tailoring Mikra number one, so right now, we already have a pragmatic reason as to why you should be tailoring Mikra number one. In the Chaname, suppose the same thing, but Ruben and Shimon. Ruben would be tailoring Mikra number one, and Shimon would be tailoring Mikra number two. Then, both of us, the other wouldn't be any good. Because there is no pragmatic reason as to why you should be tailoring in one rather than the other. Why discriminate against Ruben and not against Shimon? But if here the Mechaber talks of a case where one person was tailored in one mikveh, so at the very outset there was no pragmatic reason as to why you should be tailoring one against the other. But right now there is a pragmatic reason as to why you should be tailoring mikveh number one. So in many ways the Eved, the three ways you would call amikvois and enjoys psumim. In other words, standing mikveh, if you don't know whether it's under control, not control, so you cannot assume that it's under control. And that is after, so the Rash applies it to a case, mikveh shenitzareikan, where we know it's under control. Alright. Geish mi sheisei al hatil hirom miyomayim, chanem isich hamikveh, lechanem isich. וכן למהו יסמיק למים חמים ולחבר לינו בשפר הסמיק. In other words, actually, logically, there is no reason in the world why a mikve cannot be one. There is no, as long as it's not chosen, so why should we care whether it's all warm or not? But there are two demands that tend to indicate that a mikve couldn't be warm. Because there is one Gemara, in Tainis, at the end of the first period, Tfira Bechami Miniki. And there's another Gemara like that, in Brochas. Tfira Bechami Miniki. So the Gemara says, how can you visualize Tfira Bechami? So, as a matter of fact, we can explain the Gemara very simply. In other words, Bisman Chazal, so we didn't have, the heating system that prevails today. So the Mele, in order to be Mechamim Mayim, what do you have to do? Ordinarily. In other words, to fill up a pot with water, and to put it on fire, and warm it up. So that was the usual way of maintaining warm water. So that's why the Gemara says, not that Al-Bidin there couldn't be. Usually, Bisman Chazal, it was that way. However, Hashem knew that it was possible in the old days also to maintain warmth without heating at any part. There are all kinds of ways of maintaining warmth. Why not? Let's say in a very primitive way, you can take, let's say, you have a mikveh of cold, freezing water, and then you warm up. That's the way it was done by the King Godel in the Mikdosh. You heat a metal bar, and then you dump it into the mikveh, so that might warm up the water. So why does the Gemara say it's Tfilah Bechamim Mikveh? So because of that, there are a few mishnayos. Most Rishonim say that there is no psul in warm water. But there are few Rishonim who say, and the reason is why the Gemara says in Tainis, in Brochas, Tfilah Bechamim Mikveh, because usually the way to have chami is by heating it in a pot. So the moment you heat it in a pot, it becomes cold. So Tfilah Bechamim Mikveh. But if you want to resort to special methods, so then it doesn't matter that you maintain it warm. So So that's why it says, "Yesh lishen sil hakol yirom liyomayim chamim sechamikra lechamimek v'chemo yomalis mikra mayim chamim ulchabro yinono b'shveras aneim." So what did Yesh lishen say? Seems the Russian Agnoi is clear of the chamim liyike, that there was a special Xeras Chacham. In other words, because of Xeras Nahatzoyis. Again, because of Xeras Nahatzoyis, just as the Halit says that if a Yesh stands and creates in the mikveh is developed, so the tefillah gevur is not a good tefillah, because the machatzoyis, that's the way that the machatzoyis, the tops were made in Kiri. So merely the chachomim azarev. So since in the machatzoyis, in the regular tops, so how did they maintain warm water in the tops, in the bath houses, is man chazal, by simply boiling water in big kettles and then don't drink that water into the best houses, into the best tops. Because of that, the Chachamim made a special zeirah that if any water is warm, so there is heated, so it's possible. V'yesh makili umatiri lehatil chamim mikveh kidei lechamim umikol mokei yesh lehachmir. So what will they do with the Mishnei Yume? The King Godo had to make so many tefillahs in the Mikdash and in Akipurim. So the Mishnah says they used to dump a hot bar into the mikveh, but there is a special food Rabbanon. So they say, since it was only the Rabbanon, so the Mikdash didn't apply that chumrah the Rabbanon. But generally, with the Rabbanon, it's also to be the chamel, a mik. When we call okay, we shall hachle. In loy be mokim shenu adlo, okay, oz, a limchiz biyot. O be chamel tveriye mutea, we call out. In other words, even those Rishayim who say that with the Rabbanon, it's also to warm up in mikveh, so only when it's done artificial. When it's done artificial. But if it's naturally warm, then there is no shayla. There is no. Uvchamitzvah yimut lekolam. Ulachar hatfila min mikve kshevim muteres likones lemelchets kidei shelecham em atzmo. Avo lalze yavilim chetza hakeim yeish eisrim. Dechei noam. In other words, that there is a shite that lechatfila. So a woman should not take right after, let's say, she nurses herself in the mikveh, she should take, let's say, a bath in the mikveh building. So then the chatzchilah should not do it. Eim chetzis in the keilim, hazefes v'ameir, b'chwizchuches min b'pnim b'in b'chutz. Now, that's Birik Tess of Mikvois, Mishneh, Eilu Chemzis in the Gel, Hazefes V'Ameh, Hazefes V'Ameh, Bichol Yisruch, Beini Bifnim, Beini Bachutz. So Zephes, if there is a stain of Zephes, of Meir, and a glass keleh, and a glass vessel, so that's a Chatzitz. Why? Because it's Makhut. It depends upon a quote. People are mach. So here there is a machlekes between the true and the smart. Reish Beis, Yitzur, Eilu Dvorn Chetzi Mitzvah Skirin, Hazefes V'Ameir B'Chuiz Chuchis, if you should Cholik Meit, אין דבורים אחרים חץ שלהם, שאין נדבטו לו, אבל בשור הכלים, כל דבר נדבט וחץ. So, according to the tool, it's on the contrary. Kreischuchi is his scalp. Because on account of the fact that it's very smooth, Kreischuchis are very smooth, so only Zephes and Meir are chetzis. But other things are not chetzis. Are not chetzis. That's according to the tool. Now, so according to the tool, schuch is his cow, and the other killing him a home. But the smart, aber a smart kosar, the hoche perush. A few zephes in there, she in chaitzitz in the shokin, she gerach li zeibson, the kombo came to chui schuch is chaitzitz in. The smart says just the reverse. On the contrary, it means that that schuchis is mocham, according to the tool, schuchis is mokal, because in schuchis, only zephes v'meir is chaychitze. But any other kind of stains, not zephes v'meir, is not chaychitze, because it's very cholo. But according to the smart, it's just reverse, that schuchis is mocham, but because in schuchis, even zephes v'meir is chaychitze. Machinke in Schokeri, Zephes in Meir is noch Zephes. Other things might be Chetzis, but Zephes in Meir, because it's the Derech to smear it with Zephes anyway. So in Meir, Zephes, so in Schokeri, so Zephes in Meir is not Chetzis. And only in Freischuch is Chetzis. Eru Chetzis in the Keri, HaZephes la Meir. יש מפורש החמר ויש מפורש המוסקיקו, המוסקו. בכל זכוכיס מי בפנים בין בחוץ. כל דומו שדרך והק פתאום עוד חציץ. ונבר בין החציץ. אלו כי הוא יחיד לסכו בין סדת, הוא אומר לך, נשים את קוצה את חס, that חציץ זה depends upon כדי, למי דראי זה, אם לא נתבי החציץ ודראי זה, so they are two prerequisites. רובי ומה פתאום. But if it's רובי, and he's not makpid, or he's makpid, it's miute, he's no chitze. But with Rabbonon, neither one is chitzit. If it's rube, even though he's not makpid, or he's makpid, even it's miute, so it's a chitzit. The same thing applies to Kerimos. Kol dobo shederach makpid ol chitzit, vav nechitzit, kino achiv es rube. Now we saw, when we learned, so we saw that the Rambam emphasizes the individual thing of the person, the respective person, the table that develops, whether he's Makbid, she's Makbid. And the Rashbo emphasizes the collective criteria. In other words, whether the average person is Makbid, not whether the particular person is Makbid. Now, we pass the Chum. So the Yosef says, we pass the Chum. Now, the Yosef assumes that it's a machlokes between the Rashbo and the Rambam. But we pass from the Chumre. But the Bach says that Ma'amachode, the Loitri. But anyway, the Halacha, we are makpid, we emphasize both. The individual Kpeide, even though most people are not makpid, let's say if a woman has on her fingers some kind of spot of dirt, and no one in the world is makpid, but she is very sensitive, and she is makpedes. So the male, the halacha is that it's chitzis. And suppose the person who is staying there is not makpid, but the average person is makpid. So again, we pass him that it's chitzis. Kol dovah shederach makpid ol chitzis uvav nechitzis kiri chitzis chodim. Shachum is adov beire mibachutz ha vekidei v'nakli vidal kibikach vein nechitzis. יודי סכלים שאינים דמי סקווים כאין שיכניסו של איתידאוקום או שיכניסו כולם או שיכניסו כולם ונשברו is חצי. In other words, a hell of a kill. So, if you have the handle of a chair, and the chair is completely attached, then, or is completely attached, this is the chair and this is the animal, and it's completely attached, so there is no chatzit. The question is, suppose it's not completely attached, it's partially attached, so then it depends. So, if it is destined to remain that way, so then there is no chitza. You cannot ask, but suppose it had been completely attached, or if it had been attached, if it had been thrust the other way, so then some water will be able to penetrate here. Now that it's attached this way, so no water can go through. The answer is, since this person expects to have it remain that way later on, so maybe we don't care about the fact that no water can come in here. It can come here between the pocket. Because had it been attached the other way, so here it would be open, there would be vacant space, and take a piece of paper. All right, so suppose this is the chaos, and this is the head. Now, the regular way is to be attached this way. Now, the person attached it that way. So, if he expects it to remain that way, so then it's not a chitza. But, suppose he had attached it the regular way, so here, water would be able to moisten it, this part of the surface. Now that it's attached that way, so no water can come in, we don't care. You can ask about everything. So there is the juncture. No water can penetrate in the juncture. The answer is, since that's the way it remains, so no water has to penetrate in the juncture. But suppose it is attached in a new regular way, and he doesn't expect that it should remain that way. He expects to change it and to attach it properly, and in the meantime was stable while it was attached this way, and it's not destined to remain that way. So that means that the tefillah is not a good tefillah, because since at the time of the tefillah no water was able to penetrate here, so memeila it's a chitza. That's what it means. Yodis Akiri Shemin Yuli Yisvuim Kishich Nisum Shorik Adalt Oy Shorik Nisum Kulom Oy Shorik Nisum Kulom Vinish Buhu Yisrei Tzi Kol Yodis Akiri Shemin Shtabro Ki Yalamado Vasaki Im Mishamshi Min Lachtan Vishenu En Chetzi. Because as long as it still fulfills its function, it's Mishamshi Min Lachtan Vishenu, so it's not Makri, so maybe it's not Chetzi. But meanwhile, if it's not Mishamshim in Lachman Rishaino, so it's certainly Makbit will have to change the arrangement of the Kele, the arrangement of the Kele. So Mimele sees his Makbit, so Mimele is Reitz. Mago Shemish Bero Yodim Nasofo Rifni Min Chitzeses, Lifni Shi Kibes Ashtoi, Min Nasofo Mokhutz, Im Mishamesh Esmin Lachto In Chitzeses, Vimach Chitzeses. Silva Begemi Unishika Aruz Chitzeses, Dovka b'seref, ein chitzeses. Why? Because seref, it's kind of a syrup. If you blew it with a kind of a syrup, so he's not marked on the contrary, the person wants it to remain that way. So the mayor, it's not a chitzeses. Kli shekofa pib l'mato, v'yichlisi l'mayu, in pib tzatzat, that's a mishne. V'lhofach pib l'mayro, lo yo also l'tvile, v'yichlisi l'yagir amayim l'shulyo, on the basis of the law in physics, so it will be impossible that it should be filled up with water. So Mimele, the tefillah is not a good tefillah. So Yagia Amayim Meshulyo, Afu Emayim Sein Kulo Lamayim. That's an issue. Muta Litvel Kui Vizeh Kui, Im Yeish Bepi Achitzen Kishifera Sarim. Vinizoya Shekui Akmini Yei Rofu, Vizeh Kui Achitzen. Because if it's not Rofu, and it's very tight, sometimes you can push in one vessel into the other vessel, and it will be so tight that it will be impossible for water to penetrate between the wall of this inner kele and the wall of the outer kele. So in such a case, it's not a good feeling. Fine. In other words, so if you want to fill up one kele with many small kele, so you should make sure that all the small kele are contained loosely in the kele. They're not packed tightly, because if they are packed tightly, so no water will be capable of penetrating between one kele and the other kele. וכן אם הכלי הפנימי הוא קופי במונח תרחיץ וסאו להתחילו את המוקר של מונח כלי שצור מכאן ומכאן ברוכב באמצע אין המים בוים ויחוצה עד שיתחילו הוציא כל כלי שפיף צער יסר משפר סנאי צורך להשאי סבי מים עד שיסמלה או ימלמנו now what did it say יסר משפר סנאי that doesn't even make sense I mean with a pshute so it would have tend to indicate, to imply, that only the previous Yeltsam is Yeltsam. But if it's more narrow, it's even less Yeltsam, then it's not so much as mine. That wouldn't make sense. So what is the Pshat? Complete, so what the Shach say, the Shach is going to be. Complete, she pifts out Yeltsam is Yeltsam. So what she said, Maya, she's smiling, my little Krish, I'll send her a mitre. Kids are afraid of וכן הוא בטל הזו, בשינון, ואף על גב, ואין בפיו כשפר הסנאי, ויחנה כשנמלא, כשנמלא, או אם אשר במים, ואף על גב ובאו מרוי עד החיבור, ורק כשפר הסנאי, לפי גוף לסגי בכל שהוא, כאילו אילו, מי הוא, אפילו רוכב יצא משפר הסנאי. So, אם הוא בעניין של המים נכנס לו מיד, צורך להשאי זה, so צורך להשאי זה ולמלאי זה תחילו ומלאי זה תחילו ופושב so what does it mean when it says כל פי שפיף צער יזה משפר הסנאי in other words it means that even if it is יזה משפר הסנאי so he shouldn't take it for granted that water will come in but he has to make sure Now, of course, it's needless to mention that if it's very narrow, much less than Shvara Sanei, so of course, he has to be shaved the mind to make sure if there is a narrow opening, so he has to stay in number of minutes in the water so that it will be filled up. But even if it's Yitzhak Shvara Sanei, but if it's still narrow, so then you have to be mashed the mind. To be sure that it was filled up with water, because if you're not mashing the mind, even though it looks a little wide, but it's still narrow. But if it's very wide, so then you don't have to be mashing the mind, because instantaneously it will be filled up with water. Yodis akirim shinabuches, yosit lekeitzitzon, magbil admokim shosit lekeitzitzon vidai. Vidai, that's also an issue. In other words, because we say kolayim ritzitz yikotzitzon. So in other words, since leather it has a big handle. So, but if it's destined that part of the handle should be chopped off, so you don't have to immerse the whole handle, but you only have to immerse that part of the handle that is destined to remain. But the other part of the handle that is not destined to remain. So the tefillah does not have to be nitka. Why? Because so the Gemara in Chul says it's on the basis of kolayim ritzeis kikotzitzon. Now the question when we learn the Mishnayos we discuss, we mentioned certain kasha. How is the tefillah good tefillah? But since kolayim ritzeis is kikotzitzon, so the melee should be considered as if they've been chopped off. Now it's not chopped off. So but it's going to be chopped off here. So you only have to be taking it up to here. And if you are taking it up to here, so it's alright. But even if you are taking the whole animal, it shouldn't be alright. Because since calling it means they cut it on it. So you should be considered as if it's already cut it. Was this surface moisture to water? No. It wasn't exposed to water because it wasn't chopped up as yet. So salmonella is the fuel should not be a good fuel, even if you will be taking the whole land. So if we accept the shikin of the Amam and Kano, that there is it became a story, so all will be a smiling dinner. But all will be a smiling dinner. So there is a machlek between cases in the Rashi, whether it's in the Ralse, all will be a smiling, or all in the Rabbonon. Now, if we say like the Mitzvah, that brings a story, so all will be a smiling is all in the Rabbonon. So that halachic, and that the Rashi verses. So we said that the Rashi is like the Mitzvah. That the aloha, that there is a story, is holy, be a smiling demon, doesn't apply to him. It applies only to God. So we said that that could be explained, that could very well be understood according to the liturgy. That the whole aloha of holy, be a smiling, be a strong demon, is midrabonon, so the chachonim only applied to philosophon, not to philosophon, but according to this shikin illusion, that it's midrabonon, so. How could we distinguish between Tuasod and Tuasiri? So we explain, so how can we explain this Mishneh of Yonis Akir Mishneh Aruch is what's the case? So, Madhul Admokim Shehosi, and Madhul Admokim Shehosi, the case it's on Vidayei, but why should it be enough? Even if he stays immerses the whole angle, but since Kolein brings his conscience down it, so we should consider it as if it had been chopped off. So, and so the nail at this surface was not moistened by water, was not immersed in the tree. So according to Tesis Shita, how will we explain it? So we say, according to Tesis, we'll have to say the Chidesh of the Ramam Kam, that there are two things. There is a Mikima story. Mikima story means like under the armpit. So it's a Mikima story because usually when a person has the normal position, so you don't see the armpit. You don't see what is in the armpit. But it's very easy to see what's on it. All he has to do is to raise his arm and then somebody will take a look, so they will be able to see. So that's called Mikima story. So Mikima story does not require actual smiling, but only be a smiling if there is a chitzis. If there is an obstruction in the armpit, so then the tefillah is not a good tefillah. But then the Rabbi Lupano says there is a mocking beruah, and that's also based upon the last Mishnah in Kohes about the chitz tochu, that if it's not, if somebody is shot in a bullet into another's organism, so then if it's not visible, so it's not a chitzah. It's not a chitzah. So the Ramam Mekano explains that why? Because that's a Mokim Boruah. Mokim Boruah doesn't even require a Mokim Holy Biasman. So the Ramam Mekano says, let's say, down to it, if there is, let's say, an obstruction down to it, so that's a Chitze. But suppose somebody has an obstruction in the upper portion of the nose. So then he doesn't have to remove that obstruction from the upper. He doesn't have to go to a doctor and ask the doctor to remove that obstruction from the upper portion of the nose. Why? Because that cannot be seen even if another person will stand beneath him. He will not be able to see very well what is in the upper portion of the nose. You'll have to use a flashlight and everything. But normally, without a flashlight, you will not even be able to see it. Even if a person will look into the nose, he will not be able to see. He will not be able to see what is in the upper portion of the nose. So that's a mocking meluah. Mocking meluah does not even require rolling the asma. All right, so we finish. Now we place. Now, that doesn't mean it's the rest. You have to go over it inside the Reb Chaim, and you will go over the Gemara of Anitzi Ratach as the long cases. The long cases. That's for next year. And then, the other show will also go over certain things. But we are finished with the place. Now. The Reb Chaim אז תומא סוכלי, פרק זין הלוכה, הניצי לחתפס, אם יחיבו לו לתומא ולתח. It's a very long time since the basic yisod in the Kroyes. And we applied it to the shiurim all the time. All the time. I mean the concept of Yirub, the concept of Chibur. So you have to go over the long thesis that the Zayin of Nitzel Katafkas in Chibur will be
tumult. March 28th, 1982.
Follow what I'm saying. Now, this Reb Chaim, you saw, I applied in many hours. But now, the Sugya, you get it. Boy, Ilke, the guy who cares for Chatzoy, who cares for Chatzoy. So, Ilke is an advice. Whether you can, you know, until you die in the Chatzoy, not with one killer, at once, but Parsha. Gemara is asking, what does Yilke have reference? Ilay Mikamashi between the Levites, the Shai by Yilke is whether one of the Levites of water can be used for two people. But now the Levites think you're dying in the Akhada from the Shnai, so that's a Din Parsha. Well, the Kamashi Chode Chode Yode, in other words, Lachatoy means, if he doesn't pour water on both hands at the same time, but first he pours water on one hand and then he pours water on the other hand, whether it's alright. I mean, that's the way we always do it. And if that is not effective, so then every time one has to be literally dying, what will he have to do? He has to ask somebody else. You'll have to ask somebody else to pour the water on both ends at the same time. Or you'll have to pour with his mouth on both ends. But anyway, the Gemara is asking, maybe that is the advice by Yehuda, that the two Yadayim have to be there, so they have to be there with Vasachas. So maybe one other person will have to pour. I have to be there with my Yadayim, and I have to ask another person to pour the water and both at the same time. So how can the Bina buy it? It's a new portion. But now, I need to really have a material, but I have the material appearance. So there is no requirement that the material both hands has to take place managed at the same time. So what does you have purpose? There was the Kamoshe, Pauge Pauge in the day. What does it mean, Pauge Pauge in the day? In other words, let's say, you have to be naked with the night. Now, there is a machlek Hashem, we're not going to learn in Yochas because of that. But there are three shittes. How far must you wash your hands? There is one shitte you have to wash up to here. Up to this far, you see. Up to here. There is one shitte that the shitte of Moses Hashem. You have to wash up to here, but not here. And the shitte of the Oroch is, you have to wash the whole hand. Three shittes. Either up to here, or up to here, then the sheet of Moses Hashem. And the sheet of the Oroch is, you have to wash the whole head. So, let's say, I mean, by the corridor, that you have to wash the whole head. So the buyer guilty, suppose he pours water first up to here. And then, after the water up to here, the first half of the head dried up, he pours water on the second half of the head. Or let's say according to Moses Hashem, that you will only have to wash up to here. So first he pours water up to here. Then after he dried up that water, he poured water on this one. And not on this one, on this portion. So whether it's alright. So Rabbi Yana says, no, in such a case, it's not effective. So
So the Gemara says that by your view, fair has reference to the case where first he poured water up to the earth. And it dried up, but not completely. So in other words, the bulk of the water already dried up. But there was some moisture left. It was still moist. And then, while in this part of the heaven that he already poured water was still moist, he poured water over the other half of the heaven. So do we say, in view of the fact that it's still moist, so then it's considered as he, the Nitiyah took place at the same time? Because it goes without saying, because of Rabbi Yala's memory, the diamond dinner for Hatzoy. So in case he poured water up to here, and then it became completely dry, then he poured water on the other half of the end, then it's certainly not good. In other words, there has to be tare of your diamond, has to take place on the whole head, has to take place at the same time. But by this, suppose the bulk of water dried up, but it's still moist. It's still moist, this part of the heaven. And then he poured water over the other half of the heaven. So maybe it's considered, in view of the fact that at the time when the water is poured up on the upper part of the heaven, so the lower part of the heaven is still moist, so it's considered that the whole heaven is literally what? Or not? So the Gemara says, how could we say that as long as this part of the heaven, the lower half of the heaven, is moist, so the melee is considered, so it's considered, it's considered that the tare of the whole heaven is taking place at once. That would be all right if Mashke Tepeach is a chibur. Not well. Suppose there is a in the glass. Suppose the glass has mashkin made, and then the wine is done. The wine is done, and then a person will pour from the bottle into a cup that already has wine that is done. If we were to say, if the law had been the tzitzak is chibur, so then all the wine in the bottle would become covered. Why? By virtue of the continuous jet between the wine of the bottle and the wine in the cup, so mainly all the wine in the bottle would become covered. But we say, tzitzak is no chibur. So even though there is a continuous jet from the bottle to the cup, and the wine in the cup is tame, but the wine in the bottle is not tame, because we took an attitude. And katavas, kinamal vitu yorkutam nisfakut b'chad mashkina kvim, lechimotam mashkerim, lechina katavas, im eviru d'agar dav, hanisun b'madren, v'atachtei nilchubon mitume, eino el yenim, mei, וכן אם לא יישא ערים בו, ארוך רוב שני ראשי ומשקים, איך אותו בן אבותו יהיה, ומשקי תפייח, מחברו מן החיבו לטעם מהתארי, וכן אם תארל מקבועס, שני מקבועס שאיגרח עוד מהם הרבה מוסור, ומצבי כתפס, משקי תפייח, מחברו, אין יחיבו. So Rashi explains that when the Mishnah Tare says Umashki Tepeya, Ein Yechibo, so Mashki Tepeya does not modify it to Mikatafas. Mashke Tepeyach is a separate idea. In other words, three separate halachas are mentioned in the Mishnah. Nitzek is not in the Chaber. Katafas is not in the Chaber. Katafas is not in the Chaber, even though there is more than, let's say, if you have, what did he say? He says here, Shnei, Chena Katafas, Nivu Edanada, Hamisuyim Bimagos, Vahatachtenim Chobor Ritum. Let's say, this is a Da. And then And there, here there is Mashkim, and here there is Mashkim. And here there is Mashkim. And the chariot comes in contact with the Mashkim door. So the Mashkim on top do not become Tomei. Mashkim and top do not become Tomei. Even though between the Mashkim on top and the Mashkim below, there is a continuity of Mashke more than the Veya. Even the Veya was Veya. So in other words, so when the Mishnah says Mashke the Veya is not Chivu, it doesn't have reference to the case of Katafes. In the case of Katafes, even if there is the Veya was Veya is not Chivu, Katafes is moved to Chivu. But if it was Veya, suppose you have in the Kedah, you have Mashke here, you have Mashke here. And the sheretz touches, comes in contact with the mashki here. So, the mashki here. And between this mashke and that mashke, there is just moisture. Mere moisture. Just a peyach. Not a peyach at peyach. But just mere moisture. Here there is a lot of mashke. And here there is a lot of mashke. And in the middle there is a neutral zone. Where there is no real mashke, but it's moist. So, even though it's Meshveira, it's evil level. So, since the middle zone is only Tepeyach, not Tepeyach, but Tepeyach, it is moist, but it is not so moist that you could moisten your hand and moisten some other hand with it. So, Mele, it's not the Chavei of the two Mashkes. So, Mele, the Shepherd is Mashke. But the other mashke, the other end of the keile, is not on. This is how Rashi explains it. V'chein moiso, chinah katav, zimbir derdavan esunim madrein matachin, v'chutum v'chomori tove, ein el yenim tmeim, even in between, in the intervening zone, there is a lot of mashke. So it's still not a chin. Then, mashke tefeyach is another item. Mashke tefeyach, in vejveren is no mechana. V'chein, ומשקה, וכן מויסערים וערוכו, זה צשבר. ובשני משה ומשקה, לאחותו מלאחותו יהיה, ומשקה, לפיח וחבר, אין הכי באותם אחר. וכן הוא יתאר לנו לקרוא אל שני מקרוי שאין דרך לנו הרבה ימצוא, וניסי לכתב כזה, משקה, לפיח וחבר, אין הכי. So, זה משנה מפורשת, that משקה לפיח is not in the chaver, if משקה לפיח is not in the chaver, so the mayor in the case where a person washed poured water from the keli upon this side of the and then it dried up, but it still remained moist, not the Beachatia, just remained moist, and then it pours water over this side of the hand. While this side of the hand is still moist, so there is no chibur, so it's not considered as if all the water has been poured on the whole hand in the same time, because at the time when water is poured on this side of the hand, so this has no water. Because Mashke Tepeyach is not Chibur. So it certainly should not be good, a good Nitzra Sedai. So the Gemara says, Lo Yitzchichet Nike Tepeyach Atiyah. You can reference to the case where he poured water on the lower half of the hand, and then he dried up a little, but it's still substantially moist. Not only that this itself is moist, you could, with these moist fingers, you could moist some other hand, and then while this was so moist that it's capable of moistening other fingers, so then he poured water over the other part of the hand. So that's the shower, whether it's considered as if the whole hand had been eaten at the same time, so it's a good thing, you got a dime or not. So the money check, what is your best? If you can reference to the case where at the time when he pours over the upper half of the hand, so the lower half of the hand is not the Tehavatriya, just the Tehav, so then it's not a good idea. If you can reference to the case where at the time when he pours over the upper half of the hand, so the lower half is substantial moist, if there is Tepeyach Atfiyach Mashke on the lower half of the hand, then it should be put into it. So what is the answer? So the Gemara says, Dilmoi Mikroi, you have human beings. Maybe that when the crisis says to be about the ego, so that is reference only to weak voice and the contra beauty. In the case of which is in double sort of one age, you are trying to be the Gahazé. So Rabbi says, you know, you have a tradition, it is a mind of Hashem Toya. So when we say Hashem Toya here, so of course, Rabbi will not say, suppose the Rishis are driving the group, is completely blind. Just because he's completely blind, but on the head he has some drops of water, and together with the water, on the head, and the leak the water, so there is many salt. So you wouldn't say that if the whole intervening zone, so it's completely dry, and so then we can salve the water on the head with the water at the bottom of the head. Only if there is a continuity of drops of water, of moisture, of the Peah Latvia, so then we can be the habit, the water in the mikveh with the water on the whole group. And it will be considered by quite a lot of the doctors as if all the water on the head and his face and his legs, so had been already descended down. Good act. So only a little bit of beauty. Mashaik in general, maybe even the Peah Latvia is not the thing. So the melee, that's the biofilter. Maybe if he just pours water over the lower atmosphere, and then dries up a little, but it's still moist enough to be the Peah Latvia, and then he pours water over the upper end, maybe it's not even the thing. So the demon is attention. Alright. You have to go to the beginning of the summer, one of your Shnai was the Hazet, have you been in the Rabbish of Vishen in the Mali, but Hashem is Toya. Alright. Now let's see the case. Hamid said, Vakatav, for so much to the pay, So if you have two mikvahs, each mikvah has 20 so. And they are in a katafas. Let's say you have a mikvah here, and you have a mikvah here. So even though there's continuity of water, even the Peah Latvia. But so the two mikvahs are not united in one mikveh. So anyway, you cannot detain them in either mikveh. Alright. Because of Rabbi Tam, So, give a gummy ass or a yenness or a happiness, we want to use our body, the harvest of some of the better than the air, and we take it very early on. We are not good asses. I will take a look at the good asses. I'll make katafes chibo. We are a mashma de chibo cloud. Here it's mashma, the katafes is no chibo. Not only we got the name, where we have to find a lot of good asses. Not even the Gabitachteno, where we only have to apply the concept of Gudachis. Now, but here we see that the machleki between the mayor and the Gudachis is only as to whether we say Gudachis, pull up, But with Achilles, everybody will. Now, it's true that the Gemara Hagiga doesn't mention that about it. But the same Bracha is mentioned in the Tosefta. And the Tosefta says, so it's true. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir says one can take only Gumi or Yehuda, because we say that. Rabbi Yehuda says no, Gumi or Yehuda cannot be taken because we don't say that. But in Gumi or Yehuda, we can take it because the Gumi is the same. That's all that the Gemara Hagiga mentions. But in the Tosefta, the Chachamim memory, that he cannot be taken even in the Gumi or Yehuda. So what's the Pshat? So the Rivosh says in Tshuva Eisan Beis that the reason is why the Chachamim say you cannot detain the even in the Gumiyo Tachtino is because where is Rabbi Yehuda rejects the concept of Gudach, but Gudach is now, so the Chachamim reject both the concept of Gudach and the concept of Gudach. However, the Rambam mentions the Aloche. The Rambam mentions the Aloche. In Perik Ches, Meyuchas Mikweis Aloche Ches, Gimu Guri Shebenachal, Hatachteinu Aleinu, Shal Chopso, Ben Tzoyi Shomer, Vishekev Shal Pshom Meidu Vishebenachal, Abo Kishu Nikmas Yisecho, Vinyitzi Yisecho, Ein Zeiru, Ve Mabiri Elo Ben Tzoyi, Shinamalim Amishoyim Yarbi, Elohim came on. So he says that the Rambam, his Mishnah points out that the Rambam does not agree with the Rivosh Pshat in Tshuva Eisan Beis. The reason is why the Chachamim say that even the Tachteinu can be taken is because we don't see the Dachas. The reason is why the Chachamim say that you cannot be taken in Tachteinu either is because in Zeichel now. But if it wouldn't be Zeichel, so we wouldn't say that. Apparently, they say that we use the Shemesh of the Rambam, not the Shemesh of the Rambam. Because they say, here, Vohamash of the Chibo Kwao, Damino, Avon Tachteinu, Kulubay, why Kulubay? The beauty. Not the Chachamim, we passed by the Chachamim. So apparently, that Tosfos agrees with Shitas HaRambam, that the Chachamim are not clear from the Halacha of Gudach Hasina. Not clear from the Halacha of Gudach Hasina. Now, just since I'm discussing the Shitas HaRambam, I want to point out, I mentioned it in the Shia several times when we learned it tonight, I don't know whether I mentioned it, or whether I had an opportunity to mention it as we went over the Shomer. But I remember that I mentioned that when you learn the Mishnah. Now the Rambam explains the Rabbanon, and the reason is why the Rabbanon say that you the fact that you cannot be Tele is because he's in Chlin, the Alvi. But if not for the fact of in Zichun Alvi, then you could be Tele. But how about the Rachis? So apparently, the Rambam holds that even the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda agree with the Din of Gudachis. But here, the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda achilt kan the Din of Gudachis. Here, Rabbi Yehuda, Mikvash Yehuda Avon Yisom Kavonim, Si Yom Vishnayim Yitomu, Vosea Chazer Vishnayim Hashim Yitomu, Rabbi Yehuda Ima Meiran Mishavish Yehuda Lamaim Hashim Yitomu, Yehu Ha'ayim, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Gudachis, but the Rabbanon achilt. The Rabbanon achilt, and the Rabbanon passes from the Rabbanon here, so we don't say Gudachis. Since we don't say Gudachis, so in Mele, why does the Rambam have to explain that Vitachtele you cannot be Tele? Vitachtele you cannot be Tele because it's Zichron Avraham. Apart from the fact that it's Zichron Avraham. Apart from the fact of it's Zichron Avraham. Even if it hasn't been Zichron. So you couldn't be Tele in the Tachtele because we don't say Gudachis. The Rambam here doesn't pass by from you there. The Rambam here doesn't pass by from you there. So the Chassam Sefer, in Tshuva Reish Tes, so he says that when the Rambam true that Rabbi Yehuda, only Rabbi Yehuda holds the Gudachis, but the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda achilt, but that's only when they just declare a fiach connection between the mind of the Mikveh and the mind and the head of the breast and the hoof of the breast. There is only a continuity of moisture of the Vyapatriya. Masha'im came, if there is a shefa of water, that's what I have something to say. In Chuda Rishna, if there is a shefa of water, abundance of water, so then, even the Rabbanon would be made. But in the case of Uchi, the Absalom Rabbanon, and the Yom Shnayim of Rabbanon, so then we know that the Mitzvahs, there is the shefa. What's the pshat? I mean, what's the pshat? The pshat is something like this. The Rambams, they, you see, review the rules that even if there is no actual will, let's say in this case, he already went out of the mikveh, and he stands in the mikveh, his feet are standing in the mikveh, and he has drops of water all over his body, and there is continuity of moisture between the water on his head, and the water in the mikveh. So, is there an actual rule between the water and his hoof? There is no actual rule. There is no actual rule. You certainly can delineate between the water and the mikveh and the water that drops on his hoof. But al pidin, there is aloche, so, if it's beish beirin, so then we apply this constructive rule, that legal rule, even though the mitzvahs, there is no actual will. But if it's not Mishbeir, and the Rabbanon say, we do not say that Al Pidin there is ill, when Bimtzius, there is no actual will. Mashainke, in the case of Dimogumiates, when a Shekhar Shalkshon passes through the three Gumiates, so then there is actual will. There is actual will. There is no delineation, because the Shemesh of Shomi passes through all these, and you cannot even delineate this water from that water. So where there is actual you, where there is actual you, so there we say to that. Only when there is no actual you. That's how we have to explain the Chassidah. I know everybody understands the Chassidah that way. I mean, you see some of the Chulis and Rabbonim, the right, they don't understand it, but I think this is the Pshat in the Chassidah. So it makes good sense. It makes good sense. So mainly, that is the Shita Saram. Alright, anyway, we see from Tesis, that Tesis does not agree with the Shita of the Rivosh. That the reason is why the Rabbonim say that in the Tachtimah you cannot be taken because the Rabbanon reject the whole concept of the darkness. The Rabbanon don't reject the whole concept of the darkness. But, guess what?
When the Rambam will say it's not an Iruv because of Zochum, so still where there's an abundance of water between the Gumios from the Elyon to the Tachtob, still the Rambam says because of Zochum there's no Iruv?
That's right.
Okay.
שבזו עשרים ובזו עשרים דילקת מקווה שורים ביחד בפלאצנו ולהב החיבור ואין מדבילים אפילו מתחתים the Chassam Sefer does not use these words. I mean, don't make that mistake, because if you mention it, especially to a Hungarian Rome, so then the Chassam Sefer doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. But what the Chassam Sefer does say is, Chassam Sefer says that according to the Rambam, so even if there is only Tefeach Latfiyah, but if there is a shefa of water, an abundance of water, then we do see the darkness. That is it. Whatever the pshat is. But this is what I'm saying. Right. Vein Rabotam, Yehoch HaMayre, Davke Mishtei Gumis, Shebezu Esrei, Ubezu Esrei, Dileke Mikve Shomim Tafek Nachim, Dile Hava Chibur, ואם מדבירים אפילו בתחתינו, אבל הוסו עומדי כבן צוי נסמית ושולם, וכל העולם מדביר בתחתינו. ובעניין לו פריד, וגם כנו כתב צוי, אבל שם גומיאס, שאם שמח הסמית ושולם, וכל העולם מדביר עד בתחתינו. So what does Rabbi Tam say? Rabbi Tam says that there is no harm. Rabbi Tam says that good ach is everybody. Good ach is everybody. Rav Tam says that when we say kataftas is no chivu, only when you have two mikveis chaseiras, then kataftas is no chivu. But if you have one mikve shleimo and one mikve chaseiro, then kataftas is a chivu. Now we explain it already time and time again. So on the basis of Rav Chaim Tzitzis, in other words, there are two concepts. There is the principle of chivu and there is the principle of yod. And then kolam chuga v'mikve is kimikve. So katafres is mukti ovir. Yud means that's one thing, like a mikve. So when a person is labeled in one corner of the mikve, does it mean that he's only labeled in that particular corner? Let's say that particular corner, the amount of water, the quantity of water that only takes his body in that particular corner, might be only 10 so. Might be only 10 so, let's say he's a very short person. Only 10 so is immersed. His group is only immersed in 10 so. But he has to be tabled in 10 so. The answer is it's one mikveh. So when the person is tabled in one corner, he's tabled in all the water of the mikveh. Even if the mikveh is a very large hole and it's full of water, so when the person immerses himself in the water in one corner of the hole, so it's considered that he was tabled in every drop of water because of him. It's one water. Masheki Achiva Achiva means it's ketach, but it's not one. So in other words, katafkes is mufti of him, but katafkes is not mufti of him. So the male, if let's say one mikveh is mezuzah, the other mikveh is also, and it's the katafkes, so then we say the tafkes. Because the water at the bottom is connected to the water at the top. So the male, it requires a halacha mikveh, because kalam chuba mikveh is mikveh. If both mikveh is a chaserim, so then we have to have a mikveh with them, so it has to be one mikveh. So chibur is not enough, will not make it one mikveh. Chibur only means that this is the chuba to this, but it's not one mikveh. So, only if there is Iru. So, katafres is mufti of Iru. It's not mufti of Iru. Alright. Vim Rav Tam Doch, am I enough to mishtei gudin ishi bizu es on the zu es, and I can be shot down in the ass. La ha vachim on the man de la put tachtein. Avu osin niki dem zu is niki sholem, niku la on the man de la put tachtein. Uwe lehim of niki, vitaf ki lo katem zu is, avu shtein gudin ishi bi achas, shein bishum achas niki sholem, niku la on the man de la put tachtein. Oy dicho, de hoje com a ave catafra, sou a ave. O visão do como a viu de no lado que ele chega do mal, abaixinho toi. Que eu sei. Vai, você tá viu de, do masquina de foi isso da viu de. So, what does from the tradition, even though the Gemara doesn't spell it out, that this mission of Hamitzeg like a tafka, so much as we are feeling from the Tare, according to Rabbi Yudin. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Dilma li mekvoyis Rabbi Yudin. So, Dilma li mekvoyis Rabbi Yudin has reference to the prices that they are at the Achivo, not to the mission in Tare, so Hamitzeg like a tafka. But, from the Tamas Yunus, you'll see that the three is here. But from the Tamas Yunus, that this price is only parallel to the mission in Tare. In other words, so since the Braise, which is a parallel to the Mishnah in Taras, represents the view of Rav Yehuda, so the Melech, the Mishnah, to which the Braise is a parallel, also represents the view of Rav Yehuda. That's what comes up. But the Reed, you'll see at the end of the pages, the Reed says, no, the Mishnah doesn't represent the view of Rav Yehuda. Only the Braise, and the Braise is not a corollary to the Mishnah. The Braise just mentions again, the Braise, the Zerati Achivo, represents the view of Rav Yehuda. But the Mishnah doesn't represent the view of Rav Yehuda. But Rav Tam assumes, no, that this Braise, another to one of the Zerati Achivo, is a corollary to the Mishnah in Taras of Yitzhak. So that means, just as the Braise represents the view of Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah in Taras also represents the view of Rav Yehuda. So that means that Rav Yehuda is made there, that Katafras is no chibo. Katafras is no chibo. In the case were both Achazeris. Well, we don't have any Kishayim. And here, in the case of Rav Yehuda, for your Rav Shavishne Gibamayim, so at the bottom there is a Mashu less than themselves. So only together with the drops of water, the hundreds or thousands of drops of water on the roof of the region, so there is Nemsov. So it's like two Mikvayis Chazeres. And still, Rav Yehuda applies the concept of the Mashu. We saw a former of the Mulawish Mishnah in the mind of Shinitoya, but who is the community? The Vasim of the community. They never met down. The Mishama and Shalavish in Saint Tony, the Mikre, have it a tapas king. Have it a tapas king. So, since the mind Shalavish in Saint Tony, the Mikre, have it a tapas king. So, another result, another basic result that I have. One big chidesh by Rabbi Tam is that katafes is mufke of yir, but of chibur it's not. So of chibur it's not mufke, even if it's not sefer. In other words, according to Rabbi Tam, the price in Hadidah and Gimel Gimel is when Yehuda Esrim, when Achbina Esrim, who then so is our boy in the house of Shomri Ben and Meir, so since each mitzvah represents a separate gume, so maybe it's not a Dereir, because it's a Dereir. How is it a Dereir? There is a house of Shomri that flows above the water. But the water that is in the bay remains there. It's not there. Still, in view of the fact that the Tzoris is men, so Rebute is the Rabbonah and the Rabbonah Achim, because for a different reason. But apply the law of the Nach. So in other words, that means that Katapres is Chibo even if it's not there. And then, but if it's not there, so Katapres is Chibo, but no you. Mashiach is the same thing you. Then, see, in view of the fact that it's destined to go down, it's a question of time. So, Yahweh, it's considered good already. Before it went down, before it's. So, two Chiddush. One Chiddush is that Katapres is Chibo, is in the Chabe, even if it's not a delay. But if it's not a delay, so then it's not in Ari. And the second Chiddush is, that if it's a delay, then Katapres is not only Chibo, it's in Ari. Now here, so the motto of the vision is a delay, it's destined to go down. It's not going to remain. And it's good for good, unless it will dry up before it goes down. But any drop of water that will not dry up before it goes down is destined to fall into the mikveh because of the law of gravity. So melee, katapres is in Aribos. So two big chidushim is in Aribos. Alright. Now, since katapres is a chibur, which means what kind of a chibur? It's in Aribos. In a case where it's a penitentiary, so why do we say that Mitzuk is no chibur? And when we say that Mitzuk is no chibur, when we say that Mitzuk is, but since it, by Mitzuk it's always safe retail, what is Mitzuk? Let's take a case of Yai Nesach. Think of Yai Nesach. So in other words, Yai Nesach ought to be. Somebody has the cup, what? And wine is gone. Or an apple has yayin. He's drinking wine from the cup. So it's Yai Nesach, yayin. And then in Israel, pours from a bottle, from a big barrel of wine. He pours into the cup. If he needs to put the chibur, so then all the wine in the barrel will become Yai Nesach. Tomorrow. If he needs to get the chibur, so all the wine in the barrel will become tomei. As a result of the continuous jet between the wine in the bottle, in the barrel, and the wine in the cup. But Mitzuk is not Chibur. So the wine in the barrel in the bottle does not become tovah. But it's a retail. If you pour, so it will necessarily fall down. It's a question of second. So then it should be a chibur. So all the wine should be yaineser, and all the wine in the bottle should become tovah. And here, if it, in order to become tovah, so we have to resort to a concept of ill. Because why do we say that if, let's say, itonei will touch wine, let's say, suppose somebody pushes in the tummy, pushes in his finger in the barrel of wine, and he touches it. So all the wine, even at the barrel is very large. Suppose the barrel is as tall as from the floor to the ceiling here. And then the person, itonei, will touch the upper layer of wine in the barrel. So even the lowermost layer of wine at the bottom of the barrel will become tummy. Why? It's not just because of chibur, it's because of the concept of chibur. Because it's one wine. It's not, we don't consider, let's say, as a million drops of wine. It's one wine. It's one wine that means chibur. Chibur is not enough to be mitame every drop of wine. Let's say, if a sheretz touches a pumpkin, it's a big pumpkin, or a tumbler, a ribbon. So, the sheretz comes in contact at this end of the pumpkin, of the tumbler. So the whole pumpkin, the whole tumbler becomes one. But if you touch this body, the answer is, it's one pumpkin, it's one tumbler. So, if a sheretz comes in contact with the uppermost drops of wine in the big barrel, so it's one wine. It's not individual drops of wine. It's one wine. It's one mess of wine. It's one mess of wine. That's because of you. So the question is, why do we say that if a tome will pour the wine from the back into a toss, not a tome, sorry, in the country. If a toy will pour wine from the barrel or from the bottle into a cup, and that cup has yayin at the stomach, so he says, so the wine in the bottle in the barrel does not become tome, but it's a gerite. If it's a gerite, some melee, it's you. So it should become tome. It's one wine. So it's considered as if you touch every drop of the wine in the barrel, in the bottle. So he says, So the water, let's say, on top is resting, is located on solid ground. So the name is a retail, so it's considered as if it already had descended. Machine, it doesn't stand on solid ground, it's barrier. You pour, you hold the bottle and you pour. So it's barrier. So anyway, if it's barrier, so then, even though it's a retail, it's not considered as if it's already descended. So, we have a Hebrew apple simply. So, only we need to go to the catapult. If you shut the door, shall we take in the garden? We have a Hebrew apple simply. He did much more than Pascal out of Behold, the diet of some time, because he done a few days of us, each day, we ask the road, and we go out, and Shmami no need to Hebrew. The more there mentions his story of Ishte and Raz Ishte. Now, there are two or three in the more. Whether we say, Ma'ana Kyobe, Abbas Kishti, or Ana Kyobe, it doesn't make any difference. But how we are doing it. The strange is the same. Now, let's say, if we take, so there is Kishti, Abbas Kishti, like a straw, you can say. Like a straw. So, let's say, so you have here one straw, and you put it, you had a barrel of wine that was Molimati Uyai. And he had years ago. And and then he put one end of his jaw. He put the bottom of the hobby's real line, and then he had a basket, another straw. You can visualize another straw. And he brought the opening of that straw next to the other straw. So then, as the Rashi explains it, so then the wine started to pass through that straw, and then it was there that the soil would try to be mating on top of that straw, and then you would attach the other straw. So then you would bring an empty valve. So all the wine from this valve would go into that valve. So what happened? An apple cake, as the soil was trying, you know, to draw wine from this valve into the other valve, so an apple came and he put his hand here between the two straws. So the Gemara says, "Vasa v'hovli v'ham." So he asked all the wine, even though he just touched a drop of wine, you know, the drop of wine that was, you know, at this, he put his finger between the two straws. He moved it away, it was connected, so he moved it away, he put his finger. So what Asa told the wife? So the Gemara says, Shmanu mitzik chibu, aval gal diho, hosom habitataflos. Because over there, it wasn't bad, you see. It opened. If you pour from the bottle, you see, and it's not, doesn't go through a kele, through a tube, then it's bad. Ordinarily, when you pour water from the bottle, wine from the bottle. So you hold the bottle, you turn over the bottle here, and you keep on, and here there is a barrel, and you keep on pouring. So this jet is body. But here, it's not body, it's way carry, it's way too. So the mele, and it's a Felipe. So the mele, it has nothing to do with Nietzsche. So how can we deduce from that all the whole thing is a figure? Maybe Nietzsche is not a figure. But here, since it didn't spill body, it spilled for a Jew. So the male and it's a Kilipeo, so it's Katafes. But as you said, Avogal, the Hosom Hale Katafes, Tai Chapel Nitz Kavahida, the Hidden the Mashinoda Bia, the Kusi, the Hidden the Seo Eli. It's a Eli, in other words, here, the Kusi put his finger here, he pushed it, he moved away. The end of one tooth, from the end of the other two, for a moment, that is very, they see the little with the hobbies. Kim Sharei Shei Echol, Munach, Al Gishti, and the Rebbe makes a correction here. Kim Sharei Shei Echol, Munach Al Bas Gishti, you take a look at the Rebbe here. So you see, Munach Al Bas Gishti, because the Gishti is called this end, and the Bas Gishti is called this end. So the male, it's not a filipe. It will not come back. Because it already started to pass that wine. That wine that he touched, that he touched here, is not destined to go back. On the contrary, it's destined to fall into the other, the empty bag. So the male, Jim will hoche loaded him. Now you see, I'm in the middle of the rain. He changes the gears here, past Gishte. But it doesn't make any difference, we can begin with Gishte, so then we call this Gishte, and the other one, past Gishte, this is arbitrary. Only thing is, Rashi calls the end that is in the full barrel, he calls Gishte, and the other two, he calls past Gishte. So he wants it to, it should coincide with Rashi's terms. This is a hobby solution. Kim Shereishi Echod Munach Al Baz Gishti. Here Tesis says Al Gishti. So he changes the deal to Al Baz Gishti. Vinir the Yai in the hobby solution or Hashem. They say the lands of the little hobby solution. She don't know. All right. Oidich, Yoch Hamash, of the Patria Havahiko, who can vote with the boy in his. Now, the mice of the Kamali Bomets, who can switch it up to the day. Hey, with the boys, she's very sunny, the Ubi of the Hall of the Boys, Hazel from Kaymo, Nagaraka. Here we say the Patria Havahiko, but the mission boy says that in order to unite to the boys, we need is very sunny. Now, what does that mean? What's the significance of the Nekev? It's not as a souvenir. I mean, it's what we have with the Nekev Shverasahel. If mine, all that the mine has to pass is the Beratia. So, what it means, what's the Nekev with the Nekev? If there is a Nekev, So Rambam says the Nekev has to be Kishvara Sanim, but water only has to go through the Beratia. What does it mean? It means as long as the Nekev is Kishvara Sanim, so it all depends upon the level of water. In other words, if the level of water is only up to here, it's only the Beratia water will be. But if the level of water will be up to here, so then Kishvara Sanim. So in other words, there has to be such a Nekev in order to be married the water on one side of the wall with the water on the other side of the wall, there has to be such a substantial naked that in case the level of the water is high, so then Shifara Sanim water will go through. But the level of the water happens to be low, so then it's enough in Tevea Matriach water will go through. But the naked, it must have the potential of allowing even in Shifara Sanim of water to go through. But it doesn't go through because the level of water reaches only up to here. But suppose the level of water will reach up to here, so then a whole Shifara Sanim of water will go through at any one time. Alright. Very early. If now we say the voice can go, can you show the voice? She means that the Shafi is star and the Barabi is star. אַכיי מיר מאַך די פערסאַנען, דאָ ביז ווי נאָך יאָר באַגוי, ניט צו צום מאַיל איז דאָ איז זע, אַל רום קי קי קראַשע, אַל דיי האָב קי שווערסאַנען, היינ שטייט בויס, אין קיי הוד די קאָ מאַיל און די קוי שווערסאַנען אין מיין נאָכע מיינד, און ווי צו נו מאַיל און צו אַלע די קראַשע, ביז דיי האָב קי שווערס, ווי מיין זאַנג די דער וואַט פיה, אלו נאָט בויע קישער קיד דעם שאַנטאַן אין קיין אין דער אַבער מאַל קישער שטייט בויס שאַל מיך קפוג גוט זאָל נאָט מאַטער די דאָ שטייט בויס קיין פון קיין נאָ דער שטרנג שטייט דער ראש מענטש איז דער קאַשע דעם קאַמטאַן אין דער ראש דער ראש איז דער זיי